My name is Charles Kareem Diggs. I'm calling from Pennsylvania, State Prison, SCI, Phoenix. The name of my little essay is Somewhere in Your Lifetime. America has experienced an African-American president. Our first, my parents used to tell us one day there would be a black president, but not in their lifetime. I used to wonder why would they believe such nonsense. Once President Obama was elected, I considered it the most brilliant political move ever made in my lifetime. I thought his election was a plan to remove the argument about racism, and Americans could say there was no more racism in America and let's all get along. Millions of us African Americans believed an African American president would make substantial changes affecting African Americans. American people have made progress in many areas. Change is part of redeeming itself from the history of American slavery, apartheid, Jim Crow, lynching, and economic power. Slavery never ceased. The Mississippi Plan of Action instituted a modified system of slavery that continues today. The Mississippi Plan was a plan that used murder, rape, and arson as a terror tactic to prevent the African slaves from exercising any resemblance of freedom, manhood, and womanhood. Each generation continues to voice the opinion of my parents, not in my lifetime. After the great achievement of putting a family of color in the White House, the haters made a contract to deny, vote no, pervert everything President Obama attempted to do. The opposing political party refused to vote for his lawful legislation. He had to use executive orders to get any systems in place. He was such a team player, he left many Republicans in their jobs after he was elected. His decency was rejected and despised. Our new president is in office to overturn, destroy everything Obama achieved. He is doing everything achieved in those 8 years of President Obama, undermining it. Why? There are European people in America who believe there should never be an African American or a woman ever should be a president in their lifetime. We are now being punished as a nation for electing a black family to live in the White House. The courts are not a voice for the prisoners, elderly women and children, anyone who is living from one paycheck to the next. Courts represent, protect the business, corporate institutions. Did you notice why every person seeking elected office and judgeships always make their priority they are business friendly? We have yet to hear any person seeking office saying they are going to be friendly for the people most in need. If we desire to see any substantial changes in America in our lifetime, we're going to need a heart, a mind that is reformed to such a level that selfishness, envy, greed, fear is eliminated from our agenda. This is the only wealth we have. This inner wealth is the key to mobilizing the women and men to put down the necessary discipline to organize enough of us to put a plan of action into place in our communities. There is a reason why most Americans do not vote. We are first miseducated. Secondly, we don't have enough courage to imagine that we are worthy of a better world. In our lifetime, we should be the change we want. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.